Hey man, say man, hey man, say man, welcome back to a brand new podcast episode. Don't forget to follow me on all social media, link in the comment section below, or if you want to go just casual hoops one on Twitter, casual hoops on Instagram, YouTube, casual hoop plays, and casual hoops on my second channel. One channel is like for analytical detail breakdown, countdown, daily NBA news, and casual hoop plays more like for like 2K videos, simulation style videos, stuff like that. Like what else? A lot of things like what if LeBron played with the greatest shooters of all time? What if the greatest centers of all time play with each other? Crazy stuff like that. So do you like that type of stuff? Go look at them type channels. But get into the podcast today. And the NBA season been going crazy. I know I'm late. No, I'm not. It's today, Monday, right? Yeah, Mondays, man. You know what's going on. Monday, news Mondays, whatever, however you want to call it. Breaking news Monday, whatever you want to call it. Man, NBA is going crazy. Now, I'm dropping a YouTube video later today on the two most exciting teams. I'm going to give a little sneak preview. Now, of course, you got to tell the Pelicans. Exciting as hell to watch. But everybody know about the Pelicans. Everybody know they slept on. Everybody know this, the Pelicans probably going to look for a deep push this year. Sadly, Zion and B.I. got hurt. I think B.I. in concussion protocol right now. I think he had something with his butt cheeks. I forgot what the name of the injury is called, but something around his back, besides lower butt injury. Something around it. He felt real bad. But I want to get into the two most exciting teams right now that I don't watch. Now, it was other teams again. Warriors, Pelicans, Lakers is because they dysfunction. Cleveland's been a good team to watch. My Hawks, of course. Who else I've been watching? The Jazz, surprise. That's a surprise. This team has been playing pretty good. The Clippers. Like, those are teams, I like the Jazz. Like, those, you know, Luka and them, you know they're going to be exciting to watch. But these two teams, I don't see nobody talking about besides their favorite teams. I mean, they favor their fan base and stuff. And that's the Houston Rockets. Yes, Houston. What? I know they like, what, they 0-3 right now? I think. Let me look at it. I think Houston's 0-3. Yeah, dude, we just doing these off the top of my dome. Off the top. I know they lost to us. I think they lost to Milwaukee. And I think they lost to their other team as well. Houston is 0-3. Yeah, they played the Jazz tonight. Hey, we'll see. I may be able to watch that game. I think I got something to do later tonight. Hopefully, I can watch it. If not, I can catch the highlights. Houston, and I'm not just going on what my highlights still like. Because the highlights, a lot of people got to understand, the highlights don't show everything that goes on in the game. It doesn't show the ins and outs, the ability to see teams, to see people hustling, to see people giving that extra effort, the mixed layup, mixed dunks, missed shots, stuff like that. And imagine our second team, they're 0-3. We'll have to play the Knicks tonight. If, like, imagine might win that game. They might get their first game of the season, get their first win of the season. However, I digress. We're going to start with Houston. Houston Rockets. Houston, they played the Hawks. This is what caught me out. I think it was their first game. They played the Hawks. Them dudes had at least like 10 to 15 missed dunks on people. That it was crazy. I swear, them dudes be... You got Tari Eason, who's for some reason coming off the bench. Don't get me wrong. I love Eric Gordon. I think he's a good player, but they're a rebuilding team trying to get the young guys all the playing time they can get, see what they got. And Tari Eason should be starting over Eric Gordon. Afrun Şengün should be starting over freaking Bruno Fernando. Why is Bruno Fernando starting over Şengün? Oh, he's a good interior defender. I don't care. Şengün should be starting at center. And then after that, I agree with KPJ. I agree with Jalen Green, of course, and agree with Jabari, of course. Jabari, he had an on and off season. He's starting up kind of slow, but that shot looks pretty. I'm going to get more into that, but I got to talk about this. Why is Şengün? I can understand Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon is an established player. They probably had him, hey, if you come back or if we don't trade you, you want to start, you want to know what I'm saying? Because I assume he's going to get traded, but who knows? He's probably not going to get traded, but... It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, hey, can y'all trade me? Or if not, can y'all start me? Probably cool. We'll just start you. Whatever. But I can agree with that. I agree. Eric Gordon's still a good player. But Bruno Fernando starting over Afrun Şengün makes zero sense to me. Zethro, Compat, none. I know Nove. What is none in Spanish? What is none in Spanish? But I wanna. Hey Siri, what is none in Spanish? See, I need to figure this out.
I found three ways to say none in Spanish. None, as in religious women.
No.
None is in 14th letter of the Bruh. Alphabet.
No. As in total. Shut up, Siri. That's not what I meant. All right, whatever, bro. Whatever, but none. And Afro Shingles are better. His playmaking is so much more a fit. It looks so great. It's like the team just plays harder, play fast, play better. The attitude that he brings. Fernando's a better interior defender. Sure, whatever, however you want to win. He is. Okay, cool, whatever. So what? So what? Shangoon is better. He's better all around. He's better everything else. He's better. Give Shangoon a start line. I'm tired of seeing Bruno Fernando on the jump ball. I'm tired of seeing Bruno Fernando get minutes over Afro Shangoon. Now, Bruno Fernando is a better player now with Horizon than he was with the Hawks. He was awful with the Hawks. But he's gotten better with them. But he's still not better than Afro Shangoon. I don't know if it's because he want him have him controlling the second unit. Because the second unit isn't as, like, they don't have, like, a primary playmaker since Ty is out. But that's the point of putting Eric Gordon to the bench and bringing Tyree Eason up. You know what I'm saying? Like, how Eric Gordon be the main contributor on the defense, on the second unit. Heck, even that, just put the minutes up so where Shangoon can still, you know what I'm saying, take him out early in the first quarter. Take him out early or, you know what I'm saying, have him play the whole first quarter. Let him run with the second unit. However you want to do it. I don't know what the man conditioning is. But, hey, anything is better than having him not starting over Bruno Fernando. Hopefully, eventually, they'll have him starting over Bruno. But, come on, Silas, what are you doing? Come on. I know it's nice seeing Bruno. It's nice seeing Shangoon maybe getting his confidence up, dominating second units, then eventually started over first unit because maybe Bruno, hopefully, don't get hurt. You know, you never see somebody get hurt. I hope he don't get hurt. He hasn't been on freak injuries yet in NBA. Thank God. I mean, it's been a couple of tweaks and it hasn't been nothing awful yet. Thank God. Most of it's been, thank God, no bad injuries. It's happening yet. Whew. Thank you. But, yeah, man, that just is pissing me off, seeing that. I mean, that's why I say I'm not really too mad about the Eric Gordon starting over Shangoon. I mean, starting over Tyree Eason, because I can understand from a psychological and a... English is hard. Philosophical. No, y'all know what I'm trying to say. Standpoint, why Eric Gordon started. He's the veteran up. He's been there the longest. I can understand that. But I just can't comprehend Shangoon not starting. But get to the whole rest of the team. KPJ got a good, nice contract. Glad for him. Houston to turn his life around, turn his career around. He said himself, Houston to turn his life around. And his ability to get to the basket, his ability to that playmaker, his handling. Now, him and Jalen Green do some wild stuff sometimes. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But seeing them, like, they're not the best backcourt by nowhere. They're probably not in the top 10, 15. But they're one of the two most exciting backcourt to see. Like, their ability to get on a break, throw oops, catch oops, be athletic, freeze, get to the basket. Their layup game is strong. It's like, it might not be the most efficient, but they get to the basket. They gonna go up on anybody. They don't care if Rudy Gobert down there or if LeBron down there. They do not care. They will go up on anybody and anyone in the NBA with ferocity and the hardest that they possibly can. And it's just fun to watch them boys play. Them boys on the perimeter can get buckets. They can score now. Don't get it wrong. They can score the best of them. Their defense not all the way there, but they can score the best of them. But that's why, again, Tari Eason, Eric Gordon is a good defender in his own right. Don't get me wrong. He's not a bad defender. But Tari is a better defender. Tari, I seen this man play the passing lane. I seen this man pick people. I done seen this man get rebounds and go. Tari Eason, I done seen this man catch lobs. Tari Eason, that's one thing KPJ is great at doing, is throwing oops. He throws a oop to Kevin Cam, what's his name, Kevin Martin, every single game for what it seemed like. At least two a game, and they try to complete about five a game because they missed like two versus us. And he gets up. Speaking of Martin, I don't know why they don't want to, they talking about trading him. Dude is a demon coming off the bench. Now, I'm sure he don't want to come off the bench. He wants to start, but he's not, his potential isn't better than Jabari, but he is a demon. Don't give me no hate towards him. That man is cool, but I can understand from organizational perspective, which he probably understands too. He was a higher draft pick than me. They probably look at him as a more potential, higher value, higher priority than me, which I'm sure he feels some type of way about because he's still young himself and he jumps out the freaking roof. Defense isn't all the way there, but he can get some exciting highlight plays. Now, he's not like a sound defender, but he can get exciting highlight plays on defense. Don't get me wrong, that can boost the team. And that's what I really like about this. They have a lot of players that can boost morale around the locker room. They seem like everyone gets along now. It seems like they have good team chemistry. Even somebody lost, they'll be down by 10, 15. They'll storm back and they'll keep fighting and fighting. Like, first the Hawks, they was fighting versus us. To the last second, they was fighting. Even they were down by like 10, like 2 minutes ago. They was fighting against us. That's what I like to see about they fight. They are fighters. Jabari has a nice little mid-range game. He can get a bucket when he wants to. He just got to get more consistent. Once he get more consistent, it's over with for the NBA. Just imagine when Ty come back. Man, this team, what's up? Jayshon Tate ain't even there yet. When he come back, This team is gonna be so fun too. This team is one of the most exciting teams to watch. And people are sleeping on this team. I'm being honest, they're sleeping on this team. Now we got the Orlando Magic. Oh, they played the Hawks. I don't be like, oh, they just played the Hawks. Everybody's saying excited. No, I seen the other games too. I seen the highlights. I seen the breakdowns from this dude. It's Alex Hoops. He has a good channel. He do Orlando Magic. He do like a bunch of different breakdown stuff. Good channel. This dude right here, Paolo Banchero. I did a video on. He brought the rookie record. He had a record. This ain't happened since LeBron and Grant Hill, the only two players. This man can get a bucket when he wants. That's why he laps. He does sometimes slack on defense in space. But I noticed when he's guarding players, like in the paint, he's good. I don't see him get nice blocks. I don't see him hustle. I don't see him work on the defense. That's all you want. Some people are just not athletically gifted enough to play defense. It's just that simple. It's just, it might be height, weight, lateral, quick feet, just something. But if you can try your hardest with IQ, your wingspan, your height, use anything that you have in your bag, and that's what Paolo, he uses what he has. He gives effort. That's what I love about Paolo. He gives effort on both ends, not just one end. And he is a leader. You can tell he's the leader of that locker room. And that coach, if y'all watch Orlando games, that coach be yelling from the tip-off until the last zero, to that clock hit 0-0-0. That dude is a coach. Now, it may be annoying some players. I mean, he got a young team because he have to do that with a young team. It's a young team. You know, like, he had a Warriors that been together 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years that you don't have to do all that yelling like Steve Kerr. You don't have to do all that yelling. But a team that's been together for a long time, and the team that's been together for a short time, you got to do a little more coaching. And then a young team on top of that, you got to do a little more coaching. You got to set your ground. You got to set your feet. You know what I'm saying? And this team has potential. This team isn't bad at all. This team has a lot of potential. And man, that when they be putting Bamba, Bobo, and Wendell Carter, Bobo, Mamba, and Paolo, and Fran, and oh my God, don't get me started on Fran. Fran is one of the most exciting players in the NBA to this day. That man is so, his ability to get to the rim, he's 6'10", he can cut on any, if you got to guard him, he's going to go right by him and cut on him and have an easy layup. His ability, he can shoot over anybody. His jump shot is a little slow, but he's working on that pick and roll game right now as we speak. You can tell that they're trying to get more effort into that. Him and Paolo, I can't wait to see him and Paolo in the pick and roll. Oh my God, it's going to be disgusting. It don't matter who's picking it. It don't matter who's rolling. It don't matter who's got the ball in their hands. That pick and roll is going to be nasty. Jalen Suggs still getting there. He's still getting there. Cole Anthony outplayed him versus, I think Cole Anthony had like 25. Cole Anthony was going crazy. I think he started like 7-for-7. Cole was going crazy. Bobo has been blocking shots on the perimeter. I swear he do at least twice a game. Bamba is hitting threes. He's blocking shots as well. Wendell Carter got the back-to-back game. I don't think he hit three versus us. It was like 0-for-8, 0-for-7. It was crazy. But Wendell's still a nice player, nice shooter, nice all-around big man. You know, he gives like the most solidified all-around big man. Bobo is like the unicorn. It's crazy. You got Bamba and Bobo, and Bobo is considered unicorn. Bamba out there, who the longest wingspan in NBA history. It's crazy. Bamba is, they say Bobo is the best. I think Bamba is the best shooter. From what I noticed, from what I see, Bamba is the best shooter. Bobo is probably the best perimeter defender. Kind of. Yeah. Then you got Franz and Paolo and, oh my, and then you got Jalen Suggs, who he's not all the way there yet, but he can get to the basket, pressing people on defense. You got a coach yelling, Cole Anthony hitting threes. You got Terrence Ross, who's always that veteran piece that can pull up in the mini game, get a bucket when you need it. Whenever Jonathan Isaac get back, if he ever get back, ain't no telling. I know Orlando fans are probably tired of hearing Jonathan Isaac name. I am too, honestly. They got the other Wagner bro who hasn't played. I haven't seen him play yet. Okiku, who is he's a good athletic defender, get buckets, can shoot a little bit, get to the rim. He's like just a solid player, the solid hustle player that you need on your team. But to me, these are the most exciting two young teams to watch. Yes, I know it's other, don't get me wrong. We have the Pelicans, the Warriors, Jazz, surprisingly exciting to watch. It's other teams. The Hawks are exciting. Philly, Lakers, whatever Lakers got going on. Denver, Portland. I mean, it's exciting teams to watch. But those two are the most two underrated exciting teams in the NBA right now, in my opinion. Speaking of the Lakers, nah, I don't really want to talk about the Lakers, man. I don't want to talk about the Lakers. But Lakers are always on news. Like, we know the Lakers. LeBron going crazy. AD doing his thing. He's staying healthy. Russell, you know what Russell doing. Lonnie's actually playing pretty good. So I don't want to talk about that. It's just not that fun to talk about them. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. Let's just talk about some other teams. Portland, Anthony Simons and Dame look like a great backcourt duo right now. Dame dropped 30-something last game. They beat the Lakers, and they are... Oh, the Kings are excited. Matter of fact, let's talk about the Kings. The Kings, oh boy, the Kings are hooping. Now, they might not have the best record, but De'Aaron Fox is looking for an all-star this year. De'Aaron Fox is hooping. He's looking for an all-star this year. He's tired of being underrated. He's looking for an all-star. He's tired of being bad. Keegan Murray is a... And I'm going to get to the rookies after this. I'm going to get to the rookies after this segment where we go over some of the teams. So, that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? That's how... I think I had a podcast I'm having now. We're going to go over, like, some topic for the first second segment. We're going to go over, like, teams that we all like. We're going to look at different teams, look at the overview. Some, not every team, but some most teams that, you know what I'm saying, that I've been watching. Or I can't watch every single NBA game. It's almost impossible. But the games, I try to watch as many as I possibly can. If I don't, I try to watch the highlights or other people's videos, try to take my own aspect from it. And the third one, I'm just going to give probably something like a war race update or something like that. Whatever comes to my mind. Something like breaking news or whatever. But... So, the Kings are amazing. Keegan Murray doing his thing. I'm going to talk about the rookies after this segment. Sabonis hasn't been playing well, but he's doing his thing. You got Rashawn Holmes, who's looking better coming off the bench than he did last year. Barnes chipping in. They shoot bad from free throw line, which is kind of weird, because they was actually a pretty decent free throw shooting team last year. Malik Monk is shooting the rock. Kevin Herter has been on fire besides the last game. Good to see the Red Rock. I wish we could have kept him, but it's all good. Who else? Davion Mitchell's been doing his thing on defense, getting agitating the heck out of people. Yeah, offense still isn't all the way there yet, but he's getting better, man. That is a fun team to watch. You got Nick Richards with the Hornets going crazy versus us, man. Like 8-for-8 or something crazy like that. He was going stupid. Don't understand how they beat us, but they did. It's cool. The Hawks, my Hawks. Yeah, I knew they wasn't. They was. This team is weird. Like, they're good, but they're missing a lot of shots. They're missing a lot of shots right now. And I know Bogey comeback is going to be better, but they're missing a lot of shots right now. DeJounte, though, is playing a lot better. DeJounte getting in the paint. DeJounte is helping the offense a lot. And he's definitely helping the defense. Not as much pressure on Hunter to guard everybody. Collins will only dominate rookie, so we'll hopefully get back. Capella has been getting outplayed by Double O, but Double O can't stay out of foul trouble, sadly. If he can stay out of foul trouble, I feel like they would have traded Capella by now, but he can't stay out of foul trouble. The dudes pick up 4 or 5 fouls in 25 minutes of a game. It's kind of annoying to watch, to be honest. It is. The Warriors are the Warriors. They're going stupid. The Wizards, I haven't really watched none of the Wizards game. I'm watching the highlights, but I haven't watched enough to give my personal, you know what I'm saying, say on them. Denver has been looking... Michael Porter Jr. jump shot has been looking disgusting. It's been looking real solid. Not disgusting as in bad, but disgusting as that thing look like water. Jokic is Jokic. Haven't really seen too much of Jamal Murray. The Clippers, I gave a little bit on Clippers Live podcast, but they've been looking good. 76ers, I don't know what's going on over there. They need to tighten up. 76ers need to tighten up over there real bad. I feel like I seen the touches. James Harden is averaging like 20 more touches a game. And B touches are down. The B, something look wrong with B. I don't know if it's the concussion he had or what confidence. I don't know. But B isn't looking like B. And maybe, I don't know what it is. He didn't play. I don't remember him playing like, you know, Euro basket or nothing. Maybe he out of shape. I don't know. But he's not playing with as much effort and energy. He don't seem like he's having a good time as you usually have out there. Boston is insane with their coach. They've been playing out of their rabbit minds. Boston is disgusting. No, I don't think nobody want to see them. I haven't been able to watch a Brooklyn game. Because they either own the Hawks on, and I'm watching the Hawks first regardless. I just haven't been able to catch a game. Or they just haven't played when I've been watching basketball. I haven't been able to catch a game of Brooklyn. But I have seen Kyrie's been doing his thing. KD been doing his thing. Ben actually had a decent game. But I haven't been able... I heard the defense was actually a lot better than it was. But I haven't watched the game. Minnesota. Oh, what about Minnesota? Rudy Gobert, it's like he's playing Town from the games. I don't seem like he out playing Town, but I haven't really watched a full game all the way through. I'll catch like a quarter, half of, you know what I'm saying? I'll catch glimpses of the game. What I seen like Towns is out, I mean, Gobert's out playing Town, but defense, Towns was getting killed, not Town, but Gobert was getting killed by Minnesota, not Minnesota, but Utah, of course. You know, they know how to kill him. I said something about Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell has been playing great. He's scored 30 points in every single game this year. Playing out his mind. Evan Mobley has his offense is getting better. He's getting a lot better. Caris LeVert is acting like he's getting back some of his old ways a little bit. He's getting to the rim a little bit more aggressively. I like that. I like to see that. And there's other teams we could go over, but I'm going to try to like break it down by like, I'm probably going to take like between 3 to 5 teams and try to like break them down for the week instead of having to do every single team, because I feel like if you, I mean, of course, I'm gonna go over the games and stuff like happened during the week and stuff like that. I'm gonna try to do it like that. But it's hard to do 30-something teams, 30-some odd. It's hard, okay? Like, the NFL is a little bit easy because you can do a podcast on like, Tuesday. Go over every, from Thursday to Sunday. You can just break down each game, what happened. Or you can do, like, the top, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm probably going to do, like, 3 to 5 teams each week. Try to break who had, like, a good week. Actually, I can do, like, 3 bad teams, 3 good teams. I might try something like that. So, I'm trying to get my podcast more labeled, more in line, more stable, more like a actually like a real podcast. So right now I'm just going in and talking. I got writing points down, but I need like something stable, like so I can have like sections and labels and stuff like that, so I can keep stuff labeled and keep knowing, hey, boom, this episode, boom, 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 type. You know what I'm saying? But I think I'm doing pretty decent so far. But yeah, I'm gonna start trying to. So I know I'm rambling, but this is what I do. I just ramble. And I'm gonna have more like stuff, but back to basketball, man. Yeah, it's just fun watching the NBA. It's like, you know, you got the favorites. I think the favorite probably gonna be the Warriors, Boston. Now, after that, it's like the Bucks, but I want to see what they look like with Middleton. They be looking good without Middleton, but I want to see what they look like with Middleton. Philly have been struggling, but I feel like Philly's still gonna be there. Denver is gonna be up there. I don't have faith in the Suns. I know they came back and beat Luka and them, but I don't have faith in the Suns. I just don't. I have faith in Dallas, but I don't consider them a champ. I really don't consider two teams championship teams. It's Boston and the Warriors. Now, I'm not thinking about last year. I'm thinking about this year. Those like the only two teams. I feel like those are the best all-around deepest teams right now. And then that second layer, I mean, you got Philly, Milwaukee, maybe Dallas. Maybe Phoenix, depending. I don't consider it 10, but a lot of people probably do Phoenix. I can't even put Phoenix there. I'll put Milwaukee, Dallas, Brooklyn, and maybe Denver. I don't know though. And Clippers. I'm tripping Clippers. Those are like my next four. I mean, you can add and subtract teams you like, but I feel like those are like the best teams in the league. And you still got teams like, of course, you got, like I said, you got Denver, you got I said Philly already. You got teams that still there. But I thought those are like the best top of the tier teams. You know, you still got Minnesota up there. I'm tripping the Pelicans. Pelicans are on that. I feel like they're on that second tier, but a little bit below the second tier. So right there, the second tier, but a little bit below. That's all. But the rookies. Now I want to get into these rookies, man. I got to get into these rookies. These rookies are been playing out. This is the best rookie class in a while. I'm be honest. This rookie class is crazy. Keegan Murray, bucket. Paolo, grown man. We ain't even seen, can't even see Chet yet. Benedict Mathurin has been playing insane. Benedict Mathurin, who seen this dude? I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know who he was, to be honest with you. And that's my fault. I wasn't familiar with your game. I wasn't. And this dude has been going crazy. This dude has been going insane. The Pacers are actually a decent team to watch. For real. Like, their boys is hooping. Their boys out there hooping. Jaden Ivey, who's been playing pretty good to me. He's been playing pretty good to me. He's been out there hooping. That's the first game. I think he had like 16-20 in the first game. Playing good. No, he still got to get accustomed to the game. He still got to get right. A lot of these dudes have been hooping, bro. Like, it's fun to watch these players. Jabari, to me, has been hooping. To me, he's not shooting well, and people are trying to give him slack for his defense. I'm like, he don't seem to be a good defender. I still see him being a good defender. So he's been hooping to me. Benedict going crazy. I see why. Shaden Sharp, athletic monster. Y'all seen what he was doing versus LA. I haven't seen a lot of his other game, but his athleticism is crazy. I haven't seen Dyson Daniels play that much. I haven't seen Jared. I haven't watched the San Antonio game all season, I'm gonna be honest. Haven't watched the Wizards play. But those couple players, right? Jalen Durham has actually been playing pretty decent for Detroit when he's been able to get in the game. His ability to create shots around the rim, get buckets, get rebounds, be the athletic monster, play above the rim. That vertical spacing is very much needed. Nice look at me. Oche Ogabi. I'm sorry. So I haven't seen him play either. I've been watching a couple Utah games, but I don't remember seeing him play. I can't remember seeing him play in any of the games that I've seen. I haven't watched the whole entire Utah game, but I've watched majority of Utah games, like a half of a Utah game. So I haven't really been too. But Paolo, Keegan, and Benedict, man, they've been efficiency. They've been getting that mid-range shot for Paolo to me is disgusting. Biggie Matthews averaging 24 points per game on 65.9% true shooting. His jump shot is crazy. He can work on ball and off the ball in between. And then you got a passer like Tyrese Halliburton with him. Oh my God, man. It's just so nice to watch these young guys out here hooping. Definitely people like him who you didn't expect to be out here just going crazy. Like, you know, I mean, you heard about his name, but you ain't really hear about his name. You know what I'm saying? Tari Eason has been great two-way player. So like I mentioned earlier, he has been great on a two-way player. He's been able to shoot a three, get steals. He need to get more playing time. Give that man some playing time. Please. 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 Jake LaRavia is a double-double machine for Memphis. Walker Kessler is averaging 9 and 7 for the Jazz. We all know about Keegan Murray, even though he just came back. Man, this rookie class is nice to watch. But like my underrated players probably will be Tari Eason. I know people knew about Keegan Murray because we did the summer league. Paolo, we knew about Paolo. But Tari Eason has been hooping for me, bro. He's been hooping. Of course, Benedict Mathurin. What can you say about this man? This man has been hooping his butt off, man. Hooping his butt off. But hey, man, say, man. All right, man. Tap in for more.
Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.